This is Electric Sisterhood, podcast episode number 346, The Fine Points of Hooker Maintenance. Sisterhood, home of the best.
The fucking best.
Girl, gaming, tech gadget, and anime podcast. I am Ninja Sister.
And I'm Pandalicious.
Welcome to a brand new episode of our weekly podcast, Panda.
Yes.
How was your birthday week?
It was great.
And how was your non-birthday week?
Even better.
Yay! See, I brought it up so you didn't have to.
I'm glad, because I was preparing
to. I know.
How about you?
You know, here's the thing. It was a very exhausting week.
I would agree.
I'm so glad it's over. And frankly, it's just putting me one more week closer to Grand Theft Auto 5, because I want to talk about that right quick. I know we have other stuff that we're like normally do when we go into tangents, but I gotta go into this right now. So, Rockstar released a new trailer for Grand Theft Auto 5, and it was gameplay. Which we haven't seen up till now, right?
Yeah.
We had the character introductions that were really set in the atmosphere, but the trailer that they released this past week was of gameplay. So you actually got to see what the game is going to look like and play like, and not have to guess at that. And if you weren't a fan of Grand Theft Auto before, you had better, if you're a gamer on consoles of any type, be a fan of it now. The game, I want it now. I can't even formulate a straight
she
thought.
She wants the hell world and she wants it now.
I want it now.
Daddy, I want another pony.
I want it now. I can't wait to play this game. Like, I saw the gameplay trailer and I had to actually get on the internet, and I was at my day job too. And I had to go on the internet and double check to make sure that I'd already pre-ordered it. Because if I hadn't pre-ordered it, I was going to. I was like, no, I think I pre-ordered this one. Let me go back and check, because I'm not sure now, and I need to fix that. Because pre-orders were going to go stupid at any moment in time. And I did. I was smart. And I also double-checked, and I have my pre-order in for Saints Row, the Redonkulo. And I'm probably taking that day off of work. So I can
play.
I'm
taking all the days off.
You're not working right now, you lazy hobo, so...
School's out for summer, which means Panda needs to get on unemployment.
Which means Panda needs fucking money.
Yeah.
Like, now would be good.
Daddy, I need another bank account with money.
Daddy, I need another paycheck.
That could be dangerous, but yes, that's
very
true.
That's very dangerous. It's also dangerous when we drink while we do the podcast.
Which we're totally doing this week.
Yes. Lindman's a peach because, fruity beer.
Fruity beer.
Love it. So anyway, I don't know about you, Panda, because I don't know if you've actually seen the trailer or not.
Probably not.
And I'm going to go with probably not, especially because you just said probably not.
Yeah, I mean... Yeah.
You should actually kind of stay abreast of things that are going on in the news world when it comes to video games.
Why just abreast? Why not breasts?
Okay, fine. Stay breasts above the rest. If that makes you feel better and will make you do it, fine. Be boobies above everybody else.
Boobies above. Boobies above.
You don't want boobies below, I guess. I don't know. But if you could keep up with what's going on in the video game industry, that would be great.
Sure.
I would really appreciate that.
I mean, it's not like I have anything to do in the 24 hours.
I mean, it's not like you're working.
It's not like I have an active 9-to-5.
Or anything to anything. So if you could do that, that'd be great. That would make this podcast
even more awesome.
Even more awesomer. So if you could do that, that'd be awesome.
It's the awesomest.
But yeah, I don't know if you were interested in Grand Theft Auto 5, because we really haven't talked about it.
Just because I don't talk about things doesn't mean I'm not interested in things.
But
I mean, I know someone from our group put a picture up on our Landavesh, you know, Facebook page, for those who aren't a part of that.
Facebook.com/Landavesh.
And purposely put all the logos, all the cover arts from the Grand Theft Autos. And in the upper, I think it's left corner, yep, are all helicopters.
Yes. Like, you just realized them. That?
Yeah. Because I saw this whole thing that had all of them. And I'm like, and somebody, I think it was KBD, was like, I'm not shocked, but I'm muffled a bit. And I'm like, I'm not, because I've probably died falling out of each of those.
You don't fall out of planes.
I jump out of
planes. You jump out of planes in Grand Theft Auto. I think it's because you think you have a parachute, like when you jump out of planes in Saints.
Yeah.
But you don't.
And then you splat on the ground and you die.
And then you have to respawn and I have to fly my freaking plane. And
sometimes if I'm lucky, I shoot a cop as I'm falling.
And that's just because you're crazy. I don't understand why you just straight up walk up to a cop and be like, hi, bullet face, and then jump in my car. I don't even say
hi. It's just bullshit. It's soprano style to the face. It's called the Gandolfini.
It's not called the Gandolfini.
I'm calling it the Gandolfini.
You're inventing your own takedowns and naming them now.
Yep.
You really, truly have become the teacher.
Yes.
Wow. I mean, just...
And now I have to find the chosen one.
Wait. Who's the chosen one?
I have to find the Cho-Simba.
You have to find Cho-Simba?
I have to find Cho-Simba.
Well, good luck on that. I thought Betty had him, but...
No. She only has him on Tuesdays.
Oh, that's right.
Because it's Taco Tuesday.
So, I really wish that this month was September, because Grand Theft Auto 5 doesn't come out until September. But I have to say, I'm really glad that Rockstar took time, because it's obvious that they took time with this game, right?
Yes.
We've been looking forward to Grand Theft Auto 5 since we finished Niko Bellic's story in 4.
Niko Bellic.
And I really thought that between the motorcycle gang add-on and the full story of 4, that Rockstar really did a great job with Grand Theft. You know, because you worry about a franchise when it starts taking a very serious turn away from what it's been. You know, because before Grand Theft Auto really was just a bunch of pixels jumping in cars, rolling around town. And
it was like Crazy Taxi, but with guns, too.
And then when it started getting really focused around story, you know, everyone got a little nervous that, well, maybe Grand Theft isn't going to be what I'm used to Grand Theft being. And I think we were all, at least I was, very pleasantly surprised with 4 of just how good and deep it was, but still kept all of those little weird off-the-wall things about Grand Theft that we like, you know, rolling up on hookers, doing the deed, then killing the bitch and getting your money back, plus some.
You did that on the regular, didn't you?
Yo, it was the easiest way to make money sometimes, because sometimes you needed some quick cash.
So wait, but did you have to sleep with the hooker before you could steal her money, or could you just kill her and steal her money?
Well, here's the thing. It was easier to catch the hooker by saying that you wanted to pay for her services than just running one over in the street, because you got more money. Because she was more relaxed. So, like, if you got her in your car or go for a ride with you, she would direct you to go someplace private.
So you could get away with her murder.
So you basically got away with it, because first you would bang her.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, drop your, you know, $40, $50, depending.
No, this poses a very interesting statement, so now I have to go very far.
And then when you finished, right before she got out of the car, you'd shoot her.
Right. And you take your money back
and whatever money she had already earned. And because you were in a remote place, there was no one to see you. So it was, you know, perfect crime. You just rolled out. So not only were you happy, but you had money.
Because you got your rocks off, but so, you also got money.
Now, I only did this when I needed to make, like, quick amendments to my car.
Uh-huh.
And I didn't have the cash on hand. I wasn't, like, trolling the streets for hookers.
They see me trolling.
They hating.
But no, seriously, though, like, side tangent, A1 of a billion.
Tangential movement number one.
Of this particular episode. I was in Rhode Island.
this weekend. And I was at a party. Yes. And literally, the street that we were on was an awesome street, but the street next to that street was called Hooker Street. And underneath the sign for Hooker Street, there was a big sign that said, no dumping allowed.
Okay.
Just wanted to share that.
That is kind of funny.
You shared the hooker story and dumping bodies.
I feel like.
And it felt like a really great segue.
That was definitely a very good tangent. I would say that that's only slightly tangential because it is related.
Related to the topic at hand.
It was very nicely done, by the way, Panda. Golf clap. But September 17th is when Grand Theft Auto 5 will drop in the U.S. I don't have the dates for European releases, but typically those are only a couple of weeks apart. So I will look them up and make sure that we add them to the notes. But I really take my hat off to Rockstar. I cannot wait for this game. And what was really interesting to me was that I saw a lot of converts just from my personal Twitter feed as well as my Facebook feed after the trailer dropped, of a lot of people really giving Rockstar credit for making a game that looks amazing as far as gameplay goes. Because right now, I think it's fair to say that we're in a spot in the industry where we're very focused on how things look.
We're very visual.
Well, I mean, you know, we've seen a lot of tech demos, pre-alpha and alpha builds of next-gen games. So we're real focused on how cinematically things look. But we haven't had a lot of gameplay put on us.
Right.
And so it's just really interesting to see that for all of the tech demos and all of the cinematic trailers, what still is resonating above and beyond with the majority of the community is, does it play well? And that people are responding to gameplay trailers just as passionately, if not a little bit more so, than just the cinematic, you know, I like to call them wham, bam, thank you, ma'am, trailers. The stuff to kind of titillate you and go, I'm going to put money down, but I have no idea how this is going to play or what it looks like, but here's my money.
Like, it's pretty enough that I think I can establish a connection.
Yeah.
I hope.
So that was kind of like my first thing this week that I was like, yeah, James. And then secondly, it just following up in the whole take my money time vein, the Steam summer sale started.
No.
Yes.
My wallet wasn't ready.
Your wallet is not ready.
My wallet, I am disappointed.
Yes. Especially your wallet. Because your wallet, you open it up and like moths come flying out.
Not
like
even.
Dust.
There's a dead moth in my wallet. It's like I have nothing to live off of in this wallet.
There was no sustenance. Tell my children I love them.
Tell all those eggs when they hatch that their dad was a proud moth.
It's like Finding Nemo, but the dad is gone. Your wallet killed
Nemo.
It's
like American Tail.
Your wallet.
Papa.
Because there is no cash in Amanda's wallet.
Man.
The streets are not paved with cheese.
Oh, yeah, that's right. They did say that in that movie. Because they were the immigrants, the Italians, right? No.
They were mice.
They were the Jews.
Right? Oh, my God.
The mice? And the cats were...
Fievel Mouskovitz, Amanda.
They were Jews, and the cats were, like, Russians. Right? Germans?
Oh. Let's just move on.
It's like, it's the great... What was it? The mouse thing.
Just stop it. Just please.
That they got in. The great...
Stop it. Stop it. It's getting
And then
worse.
The Jews went west.
Stop it. Just stop it. The mice. They were mice.
Well, granted, I mean, as an interesting tangent to that, there's a great comic called Mouse, where they actually strongly start relating the mice to Jews and the cats to Germans. It's a great comic. Mouse.
Russians.
Yeah, those ones.
Oh my God.
Those people.
Now you need to go back and watch American Tail.
It makes me cry.
But don't, I can't watch Five of Those West.
I can't watch American Tail without crying my eyes out because of how touching it is. And then I can't watch Five of Goes West because it makes me want to bore my eyes out with rusty sporks that have been in the buttholes
of
whales.
How do you rust a spork?
How do you get it in a whale's butt?
Why are you putting sporks in whale Some people have weird hobbies.
Obviously. So getting back to video games and anime, because I don't know how we got to Spork and Whales, but...
Spork and Whales.
I was just trying to talk about Steam and the sale that's going on right now, and you're over in
we
the corner.
We do not condone Sporking Whales.
Sporking Whales in the anus. I don't feel like this has gone really where I expected it to go today. And I don't think you should drink Lindman's a Peach anymore when we do a podcast.
Probably not.
I don't think those two things go well. So anyway, the Steam sale started. And if you're not familiar, Steam is a portal and platform that you can buy games through and play on your PC as well as your Mac. And there's a lot of great games that come to Steam. A bunch of independent developers are able to actually put games up. And I find Steam to be very aggressively priced. You know, a lot of their independent games are $5 or less, depending upon how big the game is. As well as, you know, some AAA titles that are on there as well that become available, you know, shortly after release on console. But the Steam Summer Sale is when they do a pairing of deep discounts everywhere between, I think the minimum discount is like 35% up to, I think the largest discount that I've seen is like 85% off of games. And there's a bunch of different games that are selected at random. I shouldn't say random, but there's a lot of different games. They're not all from the same genre or from the same publisher. And then each day during the summer sale, they have a flash sale where they'll pick between 5 and I think the most is 8 titles that they'll put up for 24 hours at a super, super discounted rate.
Like, that are almost free.
Exactly. For that day. So, for instance, on day 4 of the summer sale, they put up Fallout New Vegas at 75% off, and that sounds like a really big discount, and when you actually hear the final price, it is, because that means that you can get New Vegas for $2.49 on Steam.
Hell yeah!
So if you haven't played it and you were looking for an excuse, $2.50 is freaking amazing. And that is playable on both the PC and the Mac. Remember Me is 40% off, which drops that price down to $29. Portal 2 was 75% off, making it $4.99.
Hitman Absolution was also for 75% off.
Yeah, which brought that down, I think, to like $5.19, if I remember correctly, or somewhere in the neighborhood. Tomb Raider, the reboot, which is playable on the Mac and the PC, was 75% off, so that brought it down to $12.49. So there's all kinds of stuff.
Like, I kind of feel bad, because in the whole day 3, like, because that's where Tomb Raider comes in, it's like one of the things that came out for day 3 of the sale. So Borderlands is 66%, and they have the audacity. They have the audacity, people.
Audacity.
To give us Resident Evil 6 for 50% off, when we all know that it should be like a fucking 50-cent game. And 50? Like, Tomb Raider, which I think sold a lot better.
Okay, first of all, let me put it like this. Tomb Raider is a fantastic game.
Yeah.
And we've said that.
So.
And we said that it was worth buying.
Yeah.
At the time.
And I told everybody that Resident Evil 6 was not worth buying. Like, it really wasn't.
It wasn't. Actually, I believe your words were somewhere in the neighborhood of, I feel like they should pay me for playing it.
Yeah. They should pay me for the love that I have for Resident Evil.
Surviving.
Hire me. I played Operation Raccoon City, and I should have gotten a t-shirt for that.
I played Operation Raccoon City, and you should have given me a job.
But the fact that it's so low, like, even though 50% is still, like, a great sale, like, when I hear anything 50% off, it could be, like, half-dead rat carcasses, and I would think about it, depending on what the price was. Like,
well, I mean, but it's 50% off.
So, I mean, it would make
I could probably find a use for that carcass.
Like, perhaps, maybe.
But mayhaps.
I feel like they're jipping us a bit, especially because Resident Evil 6 came out a bit ago, and Tomb Raider is still relatively a recent...
Yeah, but Portal 2 came out forever and a day.
Yeah, but Portal 2 is 75% off. Yeah. It makes no sense.
It is.
It's like Capcom. It's I know you think you're the shit, but you're not.
Well, Capcom is the shit, but some of the games are not, you know.
Like, I know Resident Evil 7 is
coming. They gotta try and make some money off that thing, alright? There's still a lot of developers and a lot of people that put in a lot of work to make that game, and they needed money.
Apparently so.
Okay, so they gotta... Just because you make a piece of shit doesn't mean that you can't still try to sell that piece of shit to recoup some of the money.
I'm just saying, why not make it 75% off? The Witcher 2 is for 75% off.
Well, yeah. That's true.
And the people of The Witcher 2 definitely need money to make a Witcher.
Witcher did really well. I can't wait. I can't wait for Witcher 3.
They need more money so they can do 3.
They need more money so Witcher 3 can come out faster.
I'm just saying that these really great games, they're selling even cheaper. It's like they're saying, we don't believe that people will buy Resident Evil 6 if we make it 70% for 75% off. So we're just going to do it for 50 and hope for the best. Like, that's what I feel like when I see that for 50%.
Well,
like, it's on the same level as The Sims 3.
Yeah. The Sims 3 has been out for, like, ever and a day, too.
Come on. Like, come on.
I haven't been in back of my Sims place in, for, like, a year.
And I'm sure it's, like...
I'm sure they're all dead now.
It's straight martial law.
It's basically Mad Max now. If I went back in, it'd be all Road Warrior-like, and my person would be talking gibberish and be like, we have to kill to survive. I'm like, can I just give you a new toilet and everything be okay?
It's like, look, I'll give you 2 doors to your bathroom.
Huh? 2? That's 2 doors.
And I'll put the ladder back in your pool.
Okay, you can get out now.
You can get out now.
You don't have to swim until you die. Okay? Alright? Everything better now? Do you want a Snickers?
Well, the Snickers will help.
I'm telling you.
Give them some Milky Ways.
I'll make sure that everybody gets at least a bite of the Milky Way. Mm-hmm. And I'll make sure that everyone gets a Snickers because, you know, that way they won't turn into carnivorous people because they'll have a Snickers and their hunger will be satiated. But in addition, when you buy any of the games on the summer sale, not only do you get the sweet discount on a bunch of really great titles, but there are also collectible trading cards that you can earn with different games, and games that have trading cards that go along with them have a little slash over them. So, for instance, Bioshock Infinite is part of the sale. I believe it's 50% off on Steam. And it has trading cards that go along with it. And the trading cards are designed after characters in the game. So you can download those and have them in your collection. There's an additional giveaway that they're doing. But the sale's going to run until July 22nd. So I want to make sure that you keep eyes out for the daily deals, for the flash sales. There's also community choice voting, which you can go to steampowered.com to get all the information about it. Games that are voted up by the community as things that they want to see as part of the sale will then actually be part of the sale, so you actually get to influence things. So if there are games on Steam that you really, really, really have been dying to play, but they're a little bit out of your reach as far as wallet goes, make sure that you vote on the stuff that you want to, you know, try and see get discounted to get, you know, discounted. So, again, steampowered.com, make sure you check it out. I don't have anything right now on Steam that I want to play, I think, except for Don't Starve, so I'll probably end up picking that up.
Yeah, I heard about that game.
Yeah, and it's dropped with the sale down to $9, so I'm looking forward to it.
I think I have, like, one guy who's like, I've made it past, like, 40 days, and I'm like, what?
Ooh.
No way.
Ooh.
It's like, don't believe that.
Woo.
Screenshot or doesn't exist.
Screenshot or it ain't real.
Ain't real. Hashtag keeping it real.
Picks or it didn't happen. So, that's Steam. Additionally, on the game tip, lots of stuff. And I'm not going to be able to cover it all because I do want to give, like, Panda some time to talk. Because sometimes I get real excited and talkative and then I'm like, oh, damn. I didn't leave you any time to say anything.
That's all right. It's not like I have anything to contribute.
So, San Diego Comic-Con, getting ready to jump off. So upset that we are not going.
I'm not, because I don't have the money to go.
So, just because you don't have the money doesn't mean you can't be upset still that you're not going.
But I'm not.
I don't have the money or the time, and I'm still upset because I really want to go to SDCC.
It doesn't. I'm not sad, though.
You should be.
I'm not.
Well, fucking be sad.
Like, I'm like, it's a really good day. I'm not sad about anything.
Yeah, I'm sad that I'm not going to SDCC because I really...
Being sarcastic, people, because there's a lot of things to be sad of from the weekend prior.
Can we continue to try to stay upbeat before we get to sad stuff?
Yeah.
Thanks. So...
I'm trying.
No, I really wanted to go to SDCC this year because I think there are going to be some great announcements. You know, obviously there has to... there's going to be some panels that I really wish that we could have attended. I'm sure that there's going to be, some movement and, announcement around Avengers movie. And I really wanted to be a part of that. Not to mention all the swag.
Swag, swag, swag.
And the comics that you can buy.
It's swag o'clock somewhere.
Yeah, and I'm not there, and that makes me sad.
You should be there. You should definitely be at Swag O'Clock.
But I'm hoping that maybe next year we'll be able to swing it and do Comic-Con at least once from the Esh team, because I think it would be a really fun trip and great show for us to cover. So we will be living vicariously through you and other people's reports, and ultimately at the end of the show, kind of do a little bit of a roundup next week and tell you what we thought, what we really wanted. On the nerd tip, gotta talk about Pacific Rim for a minute.
You mean Godzilla versus Evangelion?
Shut up. No, yes.
Plus Battleship?
No, no. Never plus Battleship.
No, plus the board game Battleship.
Okay, not the movie. Battleship. Okay, because that movie was literally a turd that somebody forgot to polish but said that they polished. And they did not polish that turd.
It was that bad?
Yeah. It was that bad.
I went and saw the Heat.
Yeah. Yeah. And you know what? But, because you didn't take me, so.
Oh, I thought you were saying it was a bad movie.
No, no, I'm sure the Heat was hilarious. I said, because you didn't take me.
I went with Hot Mess.
Yeah, I know. What you didn't do is go with your sister.
You are never around during times that I'm up for seeing movies.
That's because you are never around when normal people want to go to a movie.
That's not true.
You are only...
I went during normal hours.
No, you are only around to go to a movie during times where people with no jobs are around to go to movies.
7 o'clock.
And where am I at 7 o'clock,
Pamela? You're at your job.
Thank you!
But Hot Mess is not at his job. Hot Mess is home by 6.
Yes, well, you know what? Moving on. Moving on, Pacific Rim came out. I have every intention of seeing this movie. I wanted to see it opening weekend. I tried to get somebody who will name Nameless Pandalicious to go and see it with me.
I had plans.
They declined because they were going to random house party.
I went to an awesome house party.
With very scant details for the rest of us.
It's classified. It's a need to know.
Yeah, and I needed to know, but instead I got to... No, I can't go to your movie. I got this thing.
And I got this thing that I'm doing.
I got this thing
people.
Out of state that I got to do, so I'll be back.
Like, it's like, my phone's fully charged if you need me, or you get a text that says, Thundercats are loose. Follow will be an address. Come get me.
If I text you, Thundercats are loose, the following text message will be an address that you need to get to within the next 30 minutes and get me.
And get me.
Don't ask questions.
Just do it.
Just do it. So far, that's
I wish my life was nearly as exciting as we like to portray it on this show.
So far, that's only happened once, but...
But still.
Still. Just saying. So anyway, the reason why I bring Pacific Rim up, because there's been some really interesting reviews and takes on it. The one thing that I saw pop up on my feed a couple of times, and I immediately gravitated towards it, was also opening this weekend was Grown Ups 2, which is the follow-up movie with Adam Sandler and Chris Rock and Kevin James and David Spade. And one of our friends was like, please, if there's any justice in the world, Grown Ups 2 will not make more money opening weekend than Pacific Rim. because Pacific Rim is really and truly a very deep movie. They spent a lot of time and effort not only just getting it greenlit, but actually making it happen. You know, very much like an Ender's Game type of situation.
Oh, Ender's Game. Can't wait for that movie.
And I'm telling you right now, Panda, if you see Ender's Game with anybody but me, I'm going to shank you.
Wait, can I see it with you and other people at the same time?
Yes, but yeah, yes.
Okay.
Yes. But if you see it with other people before you
and
I see it.
Did you read the books?
I read one of the books.
Oh, okay.
But if you see it with other people before me, I will shank you. Like, I will, in fact, impale you. Okay. It may not be deep, but I'm going to do it.
That's how I like it.
I'm such a good... Wow. So anyway, on the sad point, so far, as far as numbers have come in, Grown Ups 2 has, in fact, made more money opening weekend than Pacific Rim to date.
But that's right, because Grown Ups made less money than Despicable Me 2 did.
That's true.
By, like a third.
Yes.
It was a third.
Well,
of what?
And here's the thing. I'm glad that Despicable Me 2... did so well. And when you think about it, with school being out across the nation now and families being home, it makes sense that of those three movies, right, Despicable Me is really the only one that you could bring the whole family to if you have little kids. Like, you should not be, and I damn sure don't want to be in a theater where someone has a six-year-old at Pacific Rim.
Especially because I would expect that the six-year-old would not understand what's going on in the movie.
And if your six-year-old does, you better make sure that you have that kid in AP classes.
I like the fact that in Pacific Rim, the general guy is the poor man's Keith David guy. I'm just saying.
That's because Keith David's been busy.
I know.
You know?
I know.
I mean,
but because I can imagine for that role, like for that particular commander, it'd have to be that black guy that I'm talking about or Keith David.
Well, I mean, because pretty much the only people who can play commanders in space movies are what? Morris Chestnut, Keith David,
Forrest Whitaker. Maybe. He wouldn't last through the movie, though. He would die in the movie.
Charles S. Dutton and Morgan Freeman, right?
Yeah. I think Danny Glover would crack under pressure.
No, Danny Glover is not made for space.
Yeah.
Danny Glover should not be a captain in space. He really shouldn't be even a passenger on a spaceship. So, you know, there's that. But I plan on seeing Pacific Rim this coming weekend. I am going to go to the Boom Fatty Theater to see it.
Ba-boom, boom, boom.
Pandalicious is invited to come to the Boom Fatty Theater to see it. I will provide drinks,
transportation
and food.
So all she has to do is...
So literally all you have to do is just... go along for the ride and
get in the car, bitch.
That's all you have to do.
I don't know how much easier you can make it for me.
Just get in the car.
Get in the car.
That's all you gotta do.
Just get in the car.
That's all you have to do.
Get in the car.
Get in the car. I will drive. I will buy the tickets. I will pay for food and bev.
Just go.
All you have to do
is go.
Is get in the car. No excuses. Just, it's time. Like the fucking dog when I open up the car door and she just jumps in. Like, where are we going, boss? Like, that's what needs to happen.
That's what she wants me to be like, is the family dog.
As soon as I open,
yes. I'm telling you right now that if this happens and you build that habit in me, anytime you're leaving, I'm going to be at your car. Where you go? Let's go.
I'm okay with that.
It's like, I'm just going to the dry cleaners. Okay, I'm coming.
I'm fine with that. That would actually work for me. I like company. Okay, so when I open the door next weekend, your ass had better just jump in.
Can I stick my head out of the window?
Yes. And you can even let your tongue flap in the wind.
Whee!
I'm not going to stop you.
That sounds great.
And are you talking about Idris Elba?
He's the black guy.
Yes.
With, like, the short buzz cut.
Right.
Who's like, we're no longer an army. We're, like, a revolution.
Right.
Or we're the mercenaries now. We're the, yeah. That guy. Yeah. The Elba guy. Who's not Jessica.
Elba, not Alba.
Oh. Elba?
E-L-B-A, not A-L-B-A.
Oh, okay. Still, it's not Jessica.
But, you know, I mean, here's the thing for me, ultimately, is Pacific Rim looks like a really great movie. And, you know, I love Guillermo del Toro. So I'm just glad that he's got another, like, just out of the park hit. Because it definitely grossed really well. And it just tells me that people are ready for that kind of entertainment. We're okay. And we'll go and we'll see robo movies. So just make the robo movies. And we'll go.
You've been dying for decent mecha movies.
Hell yeah!
For a while.
And here it is. And so I'm going. And I'm really glad that a bunch of other people went. So keep it up, nerds!
Keep it up, nerds!
Keep the feeling going. We've got Ender's Game coming around the corner. And for you nerds that like a little more love story in there, there's more Hunger Games.
I actually want to see Catching Fire. Because I heard that down south, when people tell you to catch fire, they're telling you to go to hell. So I feel like the movie is telling Katniss to go to hell.
Did you read the books?
No.
Because you'd kind of understand that if you read the books.
Well, I know from the trailer that the government is trying to, like, find a way to get Katniss killed. Because now that she's, like, sparked, you know, personality and uniqueness and, like, the drive to overthrow the government into people and the other survivors, that the government's like, we gotta kill Ma now. Because she's, like, a trendsetter. And, like, we're not ready for Midriff. And she's walking around in Midriff. And we just have to, we have to squash this
Midriff. She's not Barbara Eden, okay?
I'm just saying that she's set a trend in people. And the government's like, oh, no, no, no. And they're...
No, not in my house.
And, yeah. And
I'm just so glad that Dikembe Mutombo is getting
and
work.
Keith Sutherland's like, fuck. Wait, no, it's Donald Sutherland.
It's Donald not even Sutherland, Kiefer. Not Kiefer.
Kiefer's like, fuck, why am I not in this movie? And Donald's like, fuck, I'm in this movie. I'm just saying. And I can't wait. Like, I seriously am very curious to see Catching Fire.
Well, you have to wait to November for Catching Fire, but... it should be good, and maybe if you borrow my iPad, you could read the books. And,
hey, can we go on a slight tangent for a second?
Oh, here we go.
No, I have a...
Okay.
With the whole Twilight, Fifty Shades of Grey...
Oh my god.
Beautiful Creatures, blah 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 movie, since we're talking about movies right now. That movie that's like the instruments of bone, the mortal instruments, like the City of Bones, that movie.
Uh-huh.
Is that one of those two, like a pale protagonist, female?
I believe that it is.
It is. Because, like, I want to look at the trailer on your Apple TV, but I'm so worried that I'm going to see pretty much Twilight watered down and repackaged again.
Oh, I think it's a little more gritty than that.
Because, I mean, when I went to go see The Heat with Hot Mess, they had, like, one of those pop-up 3D interactive, like, border poster things. I don't know what they call them at the theaters, but they're dioramas.
Dynamic lobby merchandiser.
Yeah, that, the pop-up. It's a pop-up advertisement.
And it's a pop-up.
It pops up in your face.
It's a pop-up.
And it was right next to the One Direction one, which, whatever.
Really?
Yeah. And all the girls were like, ah! And I'm like, no.
See, that's why I can't go out to the regular movies. I have to go to the Boom Fatty Theater because
they don't have those pop-ups.
No, they don't have those pop-ups. And the people that are attracted to those pop-ups and would see the One Direction movie aren't on my level. Literally.
Yeah, they're not. But I saw the dynamic merchandiser pop-up thing.
It's a pop-up.
It's a pop-up. And for the movie, and it shows, you know, like, these instruments of good or evil or chaos, and they're like people. And I'm like, I don't even know what this movie's about. But I actually think that the protagonist of that movie is actually, like, a mundane, boring boy with glasses. It's not even a chick this time.
Correct.
So I'm like, maybe it could be interesting.
Well,
because there's only one chick on one of the sides of the pop-up, so it's not like...
And which one is this one again?
It's the Mortal Instruments, and then underneath it, like, the mini title is A City of Bones.
And I think the cover art is, like, the Manhattan skyline.
Right.
And underneath it, like, in the reflective water of, like, Manhattan is, like, a decrepit castle made out of bones.
Right.
Like,
right.
And I don't know if it's, like, parallel universe or whatever, because I haven't seen the trailer. But I was like, like, I kind of feel like it's, like, Twilight.
Ready? Kind of.
Is
so,
it?
So, basically, because while you were doing that, I went to IMDb.
IMDb.
I love IMDb. So, basically, there's a teenager named Clary Frey.
So, is it a boy? Clary?
No, Clary's a girl.
Oh.
And she discovers that she is a descendant of a line of shadow hunters.
Okay.
And I swear to God, I'm quoting this directly from IMDb, people. A secret cadre of young half-angel warriors locked in an ancient battle to protect our world from demons.
So wait, it's Twilight, but with angels and demons?
After the disappearance of her mother... Oh. Clary must join forces with a group of shadow hunters who introduce her to a dangerous alternate New York called Downworld, filled with demons, warlocks, vampires, werewolves, and other deadly creatures. No, it's True Blood in New York.
It's True Blood in New York.
And instead of being a fairy,
she's a half-angel.
She's a half-angel.
Yeah, well, I mean, they talk about instruments. So, like, an instrument of good, an instrument of chaos, an instrument of good.
And it is evidently set based off of a best-selling book series. Oh, so, to answer your question...
Yes,
it's like Twilight.
And Fifty Shades of Grey. And Beautiful Creatures.
It's more like Twilight and
Beautiful Creatures.
Because it's probably not BDSM... But could be with the vampires.
Oh,
because geez. For whatever reason, BDSM and vampires seem to go hand-in-hand.
And they don't.
But...
In actuality.
What do you mean in actuality?
What?
How many vampires do you know? Where did you go? Where did you go, Panda?
Hey, look, a puppy.
Damn you, it's a pop-up.
It's a pop-over.
It's not a pop-over.
I'm hungry.
You obviously are. So, getting back to, like, video games and tech gadgets.
I just wanted to have that discussion since we were talking
anime.
About movies.
On the gadget side, because it's been a while since we've done gadgets, I'm actually finishing up a piece on my review of Gunner Optics. I've spent some real quality time using them, and I'll sum it up right here, but I'll get into the real details. Ultimately, if you game for long periods of time and you're having any kind of fatigue issues with your eyes or you're noticing it...
Then you should just cut out your eyes and replace them with new ones.
I can tell you that with what I've been doing, the gunners really do help.
She takes out her glass eyes, she sprays them with Windex.
Fuck you.
She buffs them up real good, and then she pops
Windex
them back in.
I don't use on my glass eye, because that shit, you know, it leaves streaks.
It streaks.
So, no.
Just dunk them in Fabuloso.
Fabuloso is the shit. But don't put glass eyes in Fabuloso. Because you don't want that shit in your socket. That'll be bad. Okay? Just don't soak your glass eye in
anything. Don't soak your balls of eyes.
Stop it. Stop it. I don't know where I got you. No more Lindman's Framboise, a peach for you.
Peach for me.
No more a peach for you. Because you are not a peachy keen. Anyway, as I was saying, so that piece will be on our egmnow.com/electricsisterhood page, and that'll be coming this week, and I'll go in real depth on, you know, how long I've been using them and what my test case was, because I tried to be methodical, so I actually did a pre, during, and post.
Oh my god, you were like super prepared.
So I had like a control of like
doing
the same thing. Without the glasses and then doing them with the glasses. And so, I tested them, playing the game, for the same amount of time, with Bioshock Infinite and, not using them, but playing for the same amount of time when playing, Last of Us. So I have a real interesting compare and contrast, and that'll be posted this week. But I gotta say, all in all, I want to thank Gunner for sending me a pair of glasses to, put through the paces. And I hope you find the review
useful. So look for that this week, egmnow.com/electricsisterhood. But another gadget that I've been playing with, and this is more of a hobby, because I somehow have time for a hobby. I don't know exactly when that is, but I'm going to find it in my schedule. I love music. I've always loved music. I've made mixtapes since I could convince people to give me blank cassette tapes or tapes that I could blank or record over to make mixed music for people. I used to wire cassette decks to the TV so I could record music playing off of MTV and BET to make mixtapes for people when I was a kid. So I've been in love with music since I was little. My favorite genres are hip-hop, house, and really right now... Wub-wubs. Yes, what everyone else refers to wub-wub, which I call D&B light, but yes, the wubs, I love them a lot. And so...
Her dishes, she cleans them with wubs.
Sometimes I do clean my dishes with wubs.
She cranks it to 11.
I do crank it to 11, and I'll tell you what, they sparkle. Like, you would not believe.
Like the Twilight.
Like Twilight vampires in the sun.
No, I just meant like Twilight, Sparkle from My Little Pony.
Okay, sure, whatever. So yeah. Anyway, I, for a while, had a iDJ Live kit, which was a peripheral that I connected to my iPad, and it would allow me to mix music. And, you know, digital DJs... and I really like to prefer calling them mix masters than necessarily DJs.
Mix master mic!
No, Mixmaster Mike is actually a DJ. I consider a Mixmaster to be someone who is actually just creating mixed tracks. So not necessarily scratching, not necessarily DJing for a party, but really just creating mixes and using software primarily to do it. I really consider a DJ to be someone who is still that... driving the party, mixing the music with platters, with some kind of skill going on, whether that's scratching, you know, turntablism, all that kind of stuff. I feel like there's a difference between a DJ and a mix master.
There is. Okay.
And so, like, I would put, you know, Skrillex in the category of being a digital mix master. Like, he is a digital music maker and mixer.
With a blown-out speaker.
You know, I would put Mixmaster Mike, you know, and in that DJ camp. I would put...
Then he needs to change his name.
No, he doesn't need to change his name. Damn it. It's just that the genres have changed. Time has moved on. His name is fine. Anyway, moving on. So, with the... And I love my iDJ Live, but it only worked with my iPad. And there were a lot of different controls that I couldn't get to easily, and it didn't allow me to power my iPad while I was using it at the same time, so I really only had about 30 minutes that I could play with it at any given point before my iPad would be dead, because it used a lot of the juice.
The juice?
Bringing down music and stuff like that, but I really enjoy mixing tracks, and I have a lot of friends that of late have also fallen in love with mixing, and I was like, you know, I really want to have... a little bit better control and be able to play with this a little bit more. So I started doing some research to see what was out there. And what I ended up doing was first trying to decide whether or not I wanted to mix completely from my laptop or if I wanted to be able to do it really and truly on the go. Because I have a MacBook Pro and I love my MacBook Pro, but I really love not taking it around because it is titanium. So I don't want to ding it and scratch it and all that beautiful stuff because I spent like way too much money on that machine. So I opted to continue mixing from my iPad. I've got a 64 gig iPad, so I've got plenty of space for putting music on there, you know, for running at least an hour, hour and a half of mixing, having fun. So when my research finished, I came down to looking at a device from VStax, which is a digital mixer, two platter, all kinds of cue buttons, sound effect platter. Buttons, beautiful stuff. And the iDJ Pro, which is the upgrade next level version of the iDJ Live that I had from Newmark. Now, Newmark is a known name when it comes to turntables and DJ systems. Like Techniques, I think that they're one of the companies that really kind of wrote the book on it. you know, when I was growing up, you were really, if you were into hip-hop, you either lived in a Newmark world or a Techniques world, which was really funny to me because they basically were the same thing. Then you had kind of your outskirt guys with the Denon stuff, and you're like, you're cheap, but whatever. I ended up going with the IDGA Pro. One, I really liked the look and feel of the kit. It is, it had all the connections that I was looking for as far as ins and out goes. So I have XLR outs, I have RCA outs, so I can hook up to pretty much any system, stereo system, to play the music out. It has separate connectors for queuing, so you don't have to get a split cable like you would with a laptop, or if you continued on with things like the IDJ Live, to split your queue out, which is what you're getting ready to turn on, and your live audio, your master audio that's actually playing out for people. And it just looked like it was the right size feel for me to move around. I've only been playing with it for about 3 days, because it came in 4 days ago. And I've been picking up things here and there. But I have to say that it's definitely much easier for me to mix on this device than the previous one. So I'm going to be continuing to play with it, and I'm going to have a full written review for it. Hopefully be able to put out my first mix, not only on our website, but on SoundCloud as well. So I'll keep you guys updated on that.
So are you going to be making a return as DJ Petite?
DJ Petite, I think, is gone and done, but DJ Ninja System might actually pop up.
Mix Match Master Ninja?
It's possible.
Killer Ninja?
It's not killer, because I'm not killing anybody.
You're killing them beats.
I might be slashing them beats, you know, and dropping them like it's hot per se, but
you should go by DJ Hot Pocket.
I'm not gonna be DJ Hot Pocket.
DJ Little Pants.
Shut up about my little pants. Anyway,
no, DJ Littlefoot.
Stop it.
DJ Littlefoot.
Stop it.
You have little feet.
Shut up. This is why you can't drink turn podcasts. Anyway.
Oh my god, you can do a Land Before Time remix.
Stop it. I really,
or the first two, because the other movies sucked balls.
I'm really enjoying messing around with this device from Newmark. It's on sale right now on Amazon.com. So if you've ever wanted an excuse to put your iPad to good use for when you're not reading emails, and you have any inclination whatsoever to see whether or not you can mix, now's not a bad time to jump on board. Newmark has a $100 rebate that's going right now for the IDJ Pro, because it's typically a $600 device, but the price has come down to $360 on Amazon, and with that $100 discount, you basically can get it for more than half off. So it's a good time if you wanted to have some, you know, seriously pro gear to kit up. Look for that review soon, but I'm really having a ball with it, and hopefully we'll have my first mix out soon. You'd be surprised just how well Major Lazer works with duck sauce. I'm just saying.
Wait, as in Bubble Butt and Barbara Streisand? Or different songs?
How about
Barbara Streisand, the, Bubble Butt, Bubble Butt, Bubble Butt.
No.
I'm just kidding.
Pond de Fleur and Barbara Streisand.
Okay.
Works kind of well.
Oh, all right.
And also old Jackson songs with Cannonball from Showtek actually works. So hopefully I'll have a mix here pretty soon.
All right.
Shit straight. So that's what I've got to bring to the table, Panda.
I don't have anything.
What?
Nope.
What do you mean you don't have anything?
Nope.
This is supposed to be a podcast.
I know.
I'm supposed to say shit.
And I know, and I agree. I talked with you about the Steam stuff because I had every intentions of getting.
We talked about this last week. So let me share my tale. You are coming prepared to the show next week, right?
Let me share my tale of woe.
Oh, no. Your tale is I went to a party instead of doing my homework.
No. So, Panda.
Went to a party.
Well, no. Yes, but no.
Yes.
Panda.
Instead of doing her homework.
Panda went and bought a game on her PSN. Or so she thought. Panda downloaded said supposed game on her PS3. It was only downloadable content for a game that I did not own.
So you bought the DLC without actually owning the game.
So I was very curious about The Walking Dead 400 Days, because a lot of people were telling me, oh, Panda, it's right up your alley. Oh, Panda, you're really going to like it. And I was like, I like The Walking Dead, period. I'm like, I like Telltale. True. And I'm like, so instead of just going off of what I was hearing other people talk about the game, I decided to stand up and say, you know what? I am going to buy it. And I'm going to play for myself and see what all the fuss is about.
And I'm going to formulate my own opinions because
I am a real journalist. Uh-huh. And I said that with a straight face.
Uh-huh.
No, and in any capacity, I am, actually. Uh-huh. When I take a project seriously, I am.
Yeah.
So I bought 400 Days.
Yep.
I downloaded it. Yep. And it disappeared.
Right.
And I'm like, where did it go? Mm-hmm. And my PS3 is like, well, you have it, but you don't have the game.
Mm-hmm. When did you discover this?
2 days after I bought it.
And when was that? How many days before the show?
That was like 4 days before the show.
Uh-huh.
And then I said, oh no, because I'm so broke. Like, I'm surprised I had the $5 in my wallet on my PSN to buy the downloadable
content. And when did you alert anyone?
I told Ninja of my dilemma.
Yeah, when?
Like,
how many days?
Day and a half ago.
Wait, let's be honest. How many hours?
Like 18? Maybe 16 hours? I didn't give her a lot of time. And Ninja said, you know what? I see where you were going.
Yeah.
I see your effort.
And I like that you were trying to be prepared for this week's show.
I was aiming to be prepared to play the game, to have my thoughts on it.
So, what did I say? So, I believe that I said something to the effect of, find out of whether or not I can gift you the wallet money that you need to buy the game, and let me know, and I'll do that.
And then 16 hours
and
before
then what,
the show.
Wait. And then what did Panda do? Panda went to a party. Panda did not.
And then
do what Ninja said.
No. And then 16 hours before. No, not
no,
even 16
no.
hours before.
And then
like maybe
3 hours.
3 hours before recording, the text message goes out. Yes, you can give me the points. It's this much money. Thank you. Smiley face. And Ninja being
because
Ninja,
Panda went to a party.
And it was a fun party. But Ninja came through like a champ.
Yep.
Delivered onto me said points and then a little bit more.
But where was Panda when this happened?
I was in the pool.
Was in the pool.
Because Eshland has a pool. I was getting my tan on, and
Panda did not jump out of the pool.
No. Panda said, let me turn over. Let me get the backside real quick so I can get a nice sear on my back. And then let me contemplate about getting out of the pool. And then I thought about it, didn't. And then 10 minutes after that, I did.
Yeah.
So even though I do not have, and the great thing about this is that I'm going to get all 5 episodes of The Walking Dead.
Uh-huh.
And I'll have 400 days because I'll have the full game unlocked for that.
Uh-huh.
So even though I'm not fully prepared right now.
Uh-huh. For the show.
I am going to be so prepared for next week's show.
Right.
It's redonkulous.
Uh-huh. That's really where you're going.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Well, I mean, because I haven't done anything else. Like, I mean, I just started watching some of the stuff on Crunchyroll.
Yes, and here's what I love about all of this. You're not working right now.
I know.
And so that you haven't done anything.
And I have so much free time, but it seems like I have no free time. Like, I'm supposed to be able to do stuff, and I doesn't.
But you only managed to go out to the movies, out to Boston.
I didn't want to go to Boston.
And to random house parties thrown by people named Sharky out of state. You seem to be able to pull that off.
Yeah.
But somehow, the prep for,
hey, just on the other side of the scale, because right now I'm coming off like a dick. I did get two articles written that are in the process of being edited. So there was a lot of brain power that went out, and then there was a lot of party power that went out.
Yes, and the party power
overpowered
ratio to
the brain power,
that scale is it's worse than the justice scale, which is like blind. Not only is it blind, but it is like heavily weighted.
Yeah,
to begin with.
So, yeah.
Yeah, Panda. Yeah. So since Pandalicious doesn't have anything for
the
show
this week,
I guess we're gonna have to call the show wrapped up.
I think this was still a good show regardless.
That you check out all the stuff we write on our website, www.egmnow.com/electricsisterhood. You can find all of our news articles and reviews there. For our podcast, you can go to www.electricsisterhood.com, or you can use our short address, which is
esh.co. That is esh.co. Go there, straight to our main page, all of our podcasts, boom, right there. Awesome graphics. I make them. And stuff.
And stuff. Mostly just podcasts.
Mostly just podcasts, but sometimes something else, but mostly
just the podcast.
Yeah.
Which you'll find there on the site, like I said, electricsisterhood.com. We put out brand new episodes of the podcast each and every week, typically Mondays. So make sure that you're subscribed to our podcast, either via the iTunes music application, the iOS podcast application on your iOS device, or the Microsoft Store by searching for Electric Sisterhood and clicking the subscribe button. Because we love it when you subscribe. You'll get brand new episodes the moment we put them out on the web. But we're not the only podcast in the land of Esh. On Tuesdays, you can catch a brand new episode of the Boston Bass Brigade, hosted by our homeboy,
King Baby Duck.
KBD.
KBD up in the his house.
And they talk about games, but also music, indies, movies, TV.
They're very eclectic over there.
Pretty much, if it's entertaining in any way, shape, or form, they're going to talk about
it. They talks about it.
So you want to make sure that you check that out. On Wednesday, you got a brand new episode of the Geek Aggro Podcast, pumping fresh beats into your ear holes. Stuff that you may have heard, stuff that you haven't heard, stuff that you really should hear.
Stuff that you made back in middle school that you didn't think was on loop somewhere.
But it was looped.
You were looped.
You want to make sure that you want to check that out. Geek Aggro, co-hosted by Deuces Wild on Wednesday. And on Thursdays, if you got issues, he's got issues. Y'all can have issues together. Call in to the Issues Guy program with the Issues Guy. And chat about your issues.
I know for a fact he's going to have a new issue this week.
Well, see? There you go. Already insider information. And for the rest of the week, keeping your nerd needs satiated, like I said, there's all of our reviews at egmnow.com/electricsisterhood. But we're also on the web and other places, so you can hit us up on Facebook, facebook.com/landofesh, and just chat with us. If you've got questions, you can post them on our page. We'll answer them typically pretty quickly. If there's something you want us to check out, or a anime or a movie or a video game that you'd like us to weigh in with our thoughts on, you can suggest it right there on our page and tell us, hey, I think you guys should check out blah 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 because I'd be curious to know what you think. And we'll be like, okay. And we might actually do it and give you a shout out for, you know, suggesting something that we either thought was cool or like ridiculously hideous or just so awesome that we had to watch it. And then there's Twitter. So for all the new stuff that we're putting out there, you want to go to twitter.com/ESH News. Every review, podcast episode, everything that's going on with us, you'll find there. And for the individual members that make up the Land of Esh team, you'll want to go to my page, twitter.com/NinjaSista, and check out the Land of Esh list. That has everybody on that list that has contributed to our empire?
Our villa? Our Pueblo Bonita?
Yeah, I like Pueblo Bonita better. So definitely check out that list. Follow
our bodega?
People. No, it's not a bodega. We don't have Lucy's, so it's not a bodega.
Okay.
Anyway, with that, it's now the time of the show where I turn to my sister and I say, yo, Panda.
Yeah.
What shit you digging this week?
Parties.
Obviously. I will not disagree with that statement.
Parties with piñatas.
Well, parties with piñatas are typically pretty good.
Particularly piñata parties.
Yes. Yeah.
What are you digging this week?
Hentai Common!
Oh.
If you, I love that trailer. I can't stop watching it.
You do not deserve to wear those panties.
In the hentai of justice.
As soon as you put it up, I was like, oh, Lordy Jesus.
I mean, the manga was straight up crazy, but it was one of those things that I never thought they would make a movie, but I was wrong.
It's Japan.
So thank you for proving me wrong, Japan. Yet again, I am schooled. I am humbly your student.
I am humbly your student.
I'm also Ninja Sista.
And I'm Pandalicious.
And we are out of here.
See you guys next week. I promise I'll have stuff to say.